Sometimes some doctor saying that he'd been sitting quietly and he felt calm and quiet. He said that he felt drowsy. He very much to go to sleep. And he's explaining how when one does get calm, he goes calm, relaxed, and when he goes relaxed like that, there is still quite a tendency to go to sleep. This is the way of calm, this is the mind. He said, however, that those who practice meditation and get concentrated in meditation, they don't impact it, at least, when they're doing their practice. They can hold good mind. And he said the practice which leads to calm, the proper practice which you do, leads to a calmer heart and to a state of samadhi, which is also happy. One feels to the state of calm and happiness at the same time. And this is the state that one should find itself in the unit anyway. He said one may use any of the various methods that taught by the Buddha or by the followers of the Buddha to try and attain this state of calm. For example, anapanasati, the one where one keeps one's attention on breathing. He said if one keeps one's attention on the breathing, following it with mindfulness the whole time, one attains to a state of deep calm, and one can, from there, get to a clarity of mind. He said, when one attains this state of mind, this state of calm, and the clarity of mind comes, one will see clearly the nature of what one has been doing, the nature of the advantage of this, and one will see something of one's own fault. He said, generally, the people who start off practicing the teaching of the Buddha, when they start off, they have quite a lot of conceit. And they think that they are at least equal to the Buddha and the followers of the Buddha. And this is because they don't know. They don't realize the conceit that they have, and they don't see what's wrong with it. When they practice the mantra and they need the calm and they're able to see more clearly, they begin to realize something of their own fault. And they see where they are at fault in them. And in other things as well. He said, by the practice of calm, one can continue on to attain the state of jhana, going through all the states of jhana, first four, up through the form, the dharma, the formless dharma. Those of you who don't know what these are will find them in the various books of Buddhism. And he said that anybody who practices these dharmas will know the nature of them. And he said that some people get extremely skilled in doing it. He said they don't have to go up through these dharmas, the different levels of dharma, all in order, like you go up a ladder. Some of them can jump about from one to another. They don't have to just follow the order of the course. But he said that as far as the getting rid of the defilements, the kilesas, are concerned, that these jhanas are not essential. It's not essential to be able to do this. And the doing of this just accords with the character of some people who are capable of doing it, and whose characters tend in that direction. For the main purpose of Buddhism, which is to getting rid of the defilements, one has to use wisdom. And a fairly deep level of calm is all that is required here. The person who practices wisdom can, by the practice of it, see the defilements in himself, he can see the faults, and he can root them out, he can get rid of these faults. When he gets rid of these faults, his chitta becomes purified. And he then gets the happiness which comes from the purity of the chitta. One who goes on with this practice, and who develops the way of wisdom, and cleans their heart out, and cleans the defilements away from the heart, they go through the four stages leading up to enlightenment, the stages of supreme attainment, the dharma, of what we call once returning enlightenment, of the never eternal, as it's called, and the sakadavan, as the never eternal enlightenment, and the last one, the arahant, enlightenment. And these four stages are the stages of those who are cleaning out the citta and who come to purity of the heart through the practice they have been doing. He said that having got to that final state, the person will know the state that he has attained, and he will have, because there are no defilements left in him, there'll be no more attachment to things, there'll be no more grasping, and insofar as the question of whether there'll be more life, whether one will come back to life or not in the future or anything of that sort, all these problems will cease. There won't be any question about it. And the person at that level will know precisely what their situation is, and they'll know that it is perfectly satisfactory, that there will not be any discontent left in it at all. And the problems which we're all beset with will just completely disappear in this case. I think that's what I can remember. There are some more bits that are crazy. It's gone now. Can you help me? There's some other points there. With the ordinary person, the chitta, the mind, or the heart of the person, can develop further, or it can regress, depending on circumstances, depending on their actions. But for those who have developed beyond the state of entertainment, and this is quite high form, the chitta does not progress there. It goes on steadily until it finally reaches the state of complete purity and enlightenment. Having attained the state of enlightenment, it doesn't go beyond that because there's no going beyond that. There is no beyond that. It reaches to complete purity. You can't go further to complete purity. You have any more?
Yes.
Another point here that Samasan brought up was that the person who has attained this state of enlightenment, they see the Dhamma, they know the Dhamma in their heart. They have developed the Dhamma in their heart. They know it and they see the Dhamma. And the Buddha said he who sees the Dhamma sees the Buddha, sees me. He who sees the Buddha sees the Dhamma. So in that case, they see the Buddha. They don't see the Buddha externally, they see the mirror in heart. This is the another small point he said was that having attained that state of enlightenment, when the doubts disappear, the person will know for himself that, as the Buddha said, what had to be done has been done. There's no more of conditions such as these left. In other words, he has done what he set out to do, the purifying of the chitta. And the conditions of this life, where we all have discontent, dissatisfaction, and so on, all this is disappeared entirely. And he preached it to us.